You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn and Kevin O'Malley in the studio to look ahead to the rest of Sunday's action. And what a Sunday we have in store as well. The fantastic racing that we're being treated to this weekend moves to Leopardstown. And there's also cards at Fontwell and Sedgefield, which, without wanting to crab them too much, they're actually not too bad for a Sunday, are they, those two cards?
Yeah, some good competitive racing on there, so looking forward to it. But obviously Leopardstown is the feature, isn't it?
Definitely. First things first, we are recording this at exactly 1:50. On Saturday afternoon, and firstly, we've just seen an Undersow win.
Yes,
not wildly impressive.
He was brave at his fences.
Yeah, but brave is probably the key word. Yeah, not particularly slick.
No, Uxysandra ran an absolute blinder as well, didn't he? Nice to see that horse back. But yeah, Undersow did what he had to do. I still think he's going to be vulnerable in terms of winning. You know, he's not going to beat his stablemate, is he? Duvan at Cheltenham, but he got the job done today. Obviously a very good horse on his day, and it's a good performance.
We've also heard in the last 10 or so minutes, it's not officially confirmed, but I think it's just about to be as we record this, Faheen out of the Irish Champion Hurdle tomorrow, which is good that we've recorded this now and not 15 minutes ago.
It all just seems a bit kind of smoke and mirrors. I mean, we're been drip-fed bits and pieces of information about some of these Mullins horses, and I just don't quite understand it. We're all grown adults. If there's something wrong with the horse, just tell us. He's not going to run tomorrow, so it's very unfortunate, but you know, it's just one of those things. What can we do?
And it does leave the door open on Sunday for the Irish Champion Hurdle, just a little bit anyway.
It does.
We'll get to that one shortly.
We will indeed.
We'll start with the 2 o'clock from Leopardstown. We're going to focus at the three best contests at Leopardstown, and then we're going to look at one race at Fontwell as well. We won't completely dismiss the domestic hour.
No.
The Leopardstown 2 o'clock is a novice hurdle, a grade two contest over 2.5 miles. And one of my favourite horses in training runs here in Blood Crazed Tiger. Unfortunately, once again, this would appear to be a bit short of his best trip.
Yeah, I mean, he's given weight away to these as well. But it's a very competitive race over this 2 mile trip. I think Blood Crazed Tiger might struggle a little bit to keep up. I think this race is there for Let's Dance. She's been hugely impressive. We haven't been able to see her get tested yet. She will get tested tomorrow, that's for sure. But it's just the fact that she gets weight from these as well, and she's as good as she is. She beat, I think, a pretty decent mare last night, last time out, called Salita, by about 50 lengths. I mean, there's no knowing how good she could be, Let's Dance, so she's obviously the most likely winner in the race. I quite like Joey Sasser, though, and I'm going to put him up as my selection in the race.
Okay.
Alex, he finished second to a horse I fancy for the Supreme Novices Hurdle, Silas Emery. At Navan back on the 18th of December, finished second that day, giving him £3. He was well supported, but Silas Emery was just too slick over his hurdles. But Joey Sasser improved on that quite considerably next time out to win at Leopardstown and beat Barra, giving him weight in a maiden hurdle last time out. He was stylish that day. He jumped very well. He looked professional. He's an 8-year-old, so he's not the youngest of novices. But he's acquired some good experience now, and he's progressive. And I think he's a cracking each-way bet in the race.
Okay. Joey Sasser would probably get the nod. We'll just go back to Let's Dance. I mean, you look at the prices that she's been going off. Obviously, 12s on, 4 to 6, 3s on. It is hard with these Mullins horses sometimes to know exactly how good they are. Firstly, because the yardstick is probably something else in Willie Mullins' yard that he won't run it against. And also because a lot of the time they do tend to go for the mares, will stick to mares-only races and will clean those up.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with this, by the way. I'm certainly not criticising him, but it's just that's how he and Rich Ritchie go about their business. You wouldn't see Let's Dance pitched in against the boys in a more competitive race until they knew that she was completely ready for it. This is a grade two, let's make no bones about it. And it isn't a bad grade two.
No, it's a good race.
But still, we would expect Let's Dance to go off pretty short, getting weight as well from the rest of the field.
She's going to be difficult to beat. There's no doubt about that. But we still haven't seen her overcome adversity. Mm. We haven't seen her get tested. Maybe she's just too good for them. Maybe she's not going to get tested tomorrow. If that's the case, then, you know, fair enough. She's officially rated 2 pounds clear of everything, and she gets weight from everything. So, not sure what kind of price she'll meet. She might even be a shade of odds on for this race. But I still, if there is going to be something to put it up to her, I think it could be Joey Sasser.
Okay. So, Joey Sasser. Let's Dance very much respected Joey Sasser, the each way play.
Yeah.
In that one, and of course, Woody Mullins has 3 runners in that race. Who knows how good the other ones are?
Indeed.
I'm hoping he does. But that is Leopardstown's 2 o'clock. The next race we're going to focus on is the 2:30. It's the Irish Arkell. Obviously a novice chase, a grade one contest over 2 miles and 1 furlong. We've only got the 4 going to post here, but, well, it's hardly a vintage renewal, is it? Let's be frank about this. You look at past few winners of this, there's been some really, really nice times. Yeah. I'd be surprised if anything is quite as good as Duvan that won this last year. Identity Thief is the market leader and a worthy market leader, but...
Did we get a reason as to why Min is not running in this race?
I don't know, actually. I was just thinking that.
Because I looked on Gigi to see if, looked at the news to see if there was a reason as to why he didn't run. It seemed a logical step for him, but he's not here anyway. We've got the 4 of them. Identity Thief, who was pulled up lame last time out, so we can forgive him that pulled up. He won two races before that at Punchestown. He was only workmanlike the second time around, but he improved by a couple of pounds to win there at 2 odds of 2 to 5. He was well supported that day. We don't know yet how good he's going to be. Obviously a grade one winning hurdler, but Henry de Bromhead's stable are in excellent form at the moment. He's had 5 winners from his last 20 runners. Identity Thief, he stands out. Some plan, obviously, formerly with Tom George. He's gone over to Henry de Bromhead now. He's other runner in the race. I'm just not sure he's quite got the quality of Identity Thief. Royal Caviar is an interesting one, but again,
it's not often that you see Mullins, Ritchie and Walsh on the outside of a field in a race as good as this, and especially a horse that won last time out.
Yeah, true enough. He was very, very good at Thurles last time out, but he does need to come forward if the real Identity Thief turns up. I'm going to put up Identity Thief. I think he's the logical horse to put up. He's odds against at the moment, so he's not a bad price either, considering he does appear to be the class horse in the race. We know enough about some plan to suggest that he's not this big dark horse that is going to suddenly find a big burst of improvement and burst onto the novice chasing scene. But Identity Thief, he does have that proven quality. You know, he's been mixing it with the best over hurdles for a long time now. It was unfortunate that he pulled up lame last time out, but you know, you can be sure he wouldn't be running here tomorrow if he wasn't 100%. So, I think he's a logical selection in the race.
And I bet he's sick of the sight of Willie Mullins' horses, because I'm just looking at horses that have beaten him, and they are all trained by Willie Mullins, bar one, or at least horses that have beaten him and won that race. Walk to Freedom, trained by Jessica Harrington, is the only other one who's not trained by Willie Mullins. Yeah. Now, Mullins does have 2 in the race. We've not mentioned Bleu et Rouge. Barry Gerrity takes the ride on this one. This one, supposedly, is slightly more fancied, certainly less exposed, and, to be fair, won nicely over Christmas.
He did, and he'll stay this trip very well. That was over 2 miles 3, so he's taken a step back in trip. So if there is an emphasis on stamina in this race, he will be staying on strongly in the closing stages. But again, he does have a little... He needs to improve. He needs to come forward and improve it. But I think he's probably the main danger to the favourite, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Identity gets the nod, though.
Yeah, I think so. I think he'll just be able to stamp his class and travel it. If he can get into a nice rhythm, then his quality should just overcome.
Okay. We'll stay at Leopardstown for the 3:30. It is the Irish Champion Hurdle, and they are going without Faheen, it looks more than likely to say. In this one, that leaves 4 of them, and it looks like a pretty much a shootout between, once again, de Bromhead and Mullins in Petit Mouchoir and Nichols Canyon.
I was really impressed with Petit Mouchoir last time out. We knew going into the race, even before Newcastle, that he was a useful horse, a smart horse, mixing it with some good horses at the top level. But I feel like last time out, that was a real graduation performance, wasn't it? He put it all together really, really well. And I watched the replay back this morning. The second last hurdle, he spied it from a long way out and he attacked it like a demon and jumped it like a bunny. Really, really impressive. And after the second last, he just quickened. The way he quickened around the bend, and he sustained that effort all the way to the line. And he broke Nichols Canyon. And I can't see how Nichols Canyon could bridge that gap again. I should imagine Paddy Mielschwar will go off the shades of odds on tomorrow, and I think he'll justify it. I've backed him for the champion hurdle. I've put him up in my blog on GG. I think, I'm not sure what price I got, but I fancy him for the champion hurdle, and I think he's going to win tomorrow.
Okay. Could you give a chance to either of the other two, Footpad and Ivanovic Gorbatov?
You know, I'm a big fan of Ivanovic Gorbatov. I had him on side for the Triumph Hurdle last year. Very, very good horse on his day. But I think he's found his level at the moment.
Is he running to the same level that he was last year, or is he slightly regressive now? Because it's very easy to say, oh, not the same horse as last year.
I think he's just running to the same level.
I think it's pretty possible that he's just...
Running to the same.
Last year he maybe wasn't up against the best... juveniles, and this time he's just been found out a little bit.
Yeah, but I mean,
still, you know, nothing wrong with what he's doing there.
The fact is, he's got 10 lengths to find with Paddy Mielschwar. He's going to find that very difficult to do. Mm-hmm. You have to respect what he's done. He's a solid animal, but to all intents and purposes, this race is there for Paddy Mielschwar to win, and I think he's just going to jump really well again. I can see him quickening clear of these. I just think he's an improving horse. Improving at the right time, certainly, and you know, I fancied him to beat Faheen tomorrow. Mm-hmm. If Faheen was there, so you know, how can I?
No, that's fair. Sizing Europe, Brave Inca, Solwit, Hurricane Fly, times five, and Faheen. It's quite a list.
What a boy
that have won this race.
They've put a statue up of Hurricane Fly. Have you seen?
I have. Yes.
Comments?
It's lovely.
It's horrible. I was saying it on air yesterday. You have to respect the craftsmanship that goes into these. You have to respect the artists. I'm not disrespecting the artists or the work that goes into it. I'm just saying I don't like it. You know, he's my favourite hurdler ever, Hurricane Fly. Mm. He's never been the most imposing. He was never the most imposing of horses. So
no.
He was never going to be a big imposing kind of statue. So, yeah. But anyway, I think he'll be parading tomorrow as well.
Yes, I think he is. But hopefully Paddy Mielschwar for Kevin can add his name to that illustrious roll of honour.
Indeed.
Right, we'll move to Fontwell for the 3:10. We're just going to look at one race at Fontwell. It's actually quite a good contest, though. A decent handicap hurdle over the extended 2-mile, 1-furlong trip. As we record this, we've got 8 runners going to post. Let's hope all 8 stay in, because it could be a bit of an each-way thievery race here. There's plenty more chances.
Yeah, I think the one that stands out to me, though, is Golden Birthday for Harry Fry and Noel Fahili. Noel Fahili at the moment is in a tremendous run of form at the moment. He's had 8 winners from his last 21 rides in the last 2 weeks. And Harry Fry himself is another one that's going very well. He's had 5 winners from his last 15 runners. This one won at Plumpton last time out on soft ground, posted a very good speed figure, was well supported that day. Makes his handicap debut from a mark of 123, which I think is quite an interesting mark. Mm. I think he's going to take a lot of beating here.
I remember watching Golden Birthday win last time out, and I wasn't crazy about the horse's chances pre-race, but did a lot right in that race.
Yeah, he did.
It wasn't the worst race I've ever seen. I know that you do get some pretty dire novice hurdles.
Yeah.
But Action Replay is a big old horse, and Count Maribel for Nigel Tufson Davies is, you know, fairly steady. Granted, Golden Birthday will have to step up, but looked a really progressive performer that time.
Yeah, I mean, he ran well at Wincanton back in November, and then he really disappointing at Newbury after that. But that was in a pretty good race at Newbury, and he kind of graduated very well at Plumpton last time out. He jumped well, and he found plenty for pressure. You know, he does need to improve again, because he didn't run up to a mark of 123 there.
No.
But he did leave the impression that he would improve sufficiently to run a big race here.
And the main danger, St. Saviour or Prime Venture?
I would probably go along with Prime Venture. I know Evan Williams thinks a lot of him. I was reading about Prime Venture and his pre-season stable tour. Mm. And he does think quite a bit of Prime Venture. He's not the most imposing of horses, but he's professional and he does the job very well. He's consistent too, so... Yeah, he's got pretty good form in novice company this season, and I think he could have more to offer, so I think he's the danger here.
And crucially, last time out was behind Constantine Bay, who earlier on today, on Saturday, we saw showing a great attitude to win a Grade 2 at Doncaster.
Yeah, it was a good race, that, as well. So, Give Me a Copper was very disappointing in that race, but, yeah.
That form looks okay, doesn't it?
It does look very solid, yeah. Mm. But to sum up, I think Golden Birthday, that I think he's got a good opportunity here in his handicap debut for an informed team.
Good. Right, great stuff, Kevin. Enjoy all the action on Sunday, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.